The fifth quarter.
Had the Saints kick straight early, who knows what might have happened. Jackie suggesting take the win, but that was not great to watch. It was pretty difficult to watch at times, even though it was end-to-end. Scott, happy we won. Saints took it right up to us. We were a bit lethargic first and second, grinded out third and came home strong in the fourth. Parfitt's hand looks really sore. Fingers crossed we need him in the team. So Jenny B suggesting take the win, but sloppy defence at times. Delivery wasn't great again into our forwards. Paul, following on from what we're talking about, Brad Close is a gun. Been saying it for a few weeks now, but he's just one of them players, or those players, you can't keep your eyes off.
I think we're heading to the phones. I didn't catch the name, Bryce, but if you could give it back down the line for us, of who was on the phone. Trevor has joined us. G'day, Trevor. Thanks for joining us, Trev.
Yeah, good. I just wanted to say, great call tonight.
Thanks, Trevor.
Did enough to get through to the, just do enough to win. But as an expatriate South Australian, and after that great Czech side goal that Brad Close kicked, I've lived here for many years and followed the Cats, but I just have to say, when you kick the ball off the outside of the foot, it's Czech side. When you kick it on the inside of the foot, it's banana.
So good work, Trev. No, I was going to say, I know that the South Australians love the Czech side, and we tend to go with the banana, but whatever it was a pretty good goal, and from a young fella who's playing pretty good footy. So you're obviously a Cat fan?
Oh, absolutely. I've lived here now for 40 years, expatriates, Crowe.
You're nearly a local, Trev?
Well, I married a Geelong girl, and my father-in-law said I'm almost close to being one, but yeah.
So did you barrack for the Cats in Adelaide?
Well, I have to be honest, I didn't. I actually followed Carlton. But when I came to Melbourne, my father-in-law at our wedding, Peter Piando was there, and I was told if I'm going to marry a Geelong girl and have Geelong friends, I have to follow the Cats.
Yeah, so good work, Trev. You joined the strength.
Now, Trev, you've got grandkids?
Not yet, but I think they're working on it.
No, you're not short.
But you got kids, because we've got a double pass to Next Level Skirmish to give away, and we might give it to you, and you might be able to go and fight. What's the phrase you like to use, Benny?
Hang on.
We're not going to say that, Trev. Pop a couple of caps and a few asses down there at Next Level Skirmish. You know what I mean.
Daughters, absolutely. The two daughters are absolute Cats fanatics, so...
They love it.
All right, so double pass is coming your way, Trevor. Fantastic. Thanks for your call. Hope you enjoyed the call, and look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks, Trev.
Okay, mate, thank you.
Good on you, Trev.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Cat fans pretty happy off the KFC Twitter, Kingy. Very excited.
Keep going. Give us a few more.
Tonight,
Get into KFC today, 24 nuggets for $10. So if you're on the road near a KFC, feeling a little bit peckish... Highly recommend a KFC chicken nugget.
Brad McToodle has just written, traffic home is horrible.
Footscray Road, people. Footscray Road.
So
that is your saviour.
That is your saviour. Steve Baxley at Lugnut 6 suggesting listening via AFL website in Jackson, Michigan, USA.
Oh, wow.
Cats roared perfectly tight score.
Jackson, Michigan. That'll be starting to warm up quite nicely.
So Steve is listening into K-Rock 40 over there in Michigan. Lord McBain saying, very lucky escape. We are up, down, up, down. At some point it will click and we can find week in, week out form. Not worried at this end of the season. We're winning ugly at times, but still winning, which is pretty important. 6-3 is a really good record for the Cats. And they've got Gold Coast next week. Kingy, then who do they play?
Collingwood.
Collingwood at the MCG, is it? So that will be
a very big June where they've got the bye, Port Adelaide, the Bulldogs and Brisbane. I suspect we'll learn more about the Cats in June than we will in May.
Yep, and they're putting their bibs right in there. So Simon Quinn's just really happy there, wondering who goes out for O'Connor. Great call. So Simon Quinn, big fan of the Cats, big fan of K-Rock.
So I suspect Dangerfield will be right for the trip to Adelaide in what would be 4 weeks' time. O'Connor not far away. Myers should be thereabouts for the trip to Port Adelaide. Gee, the Cats are going to have some... Depending on what happens, obviously Parfitt might be a bit of an issue depending on what's unfolded with him.
Just interesting take here on KFC 22 from Justin Ho, who's suggesting Cats have been too tall down back for a long time. Now we're too short. Blitz in the ruck won't work in finals if up against three opposition tools. We got lucky Marshall went down, Singapore Cat. So Justin obviously...
Based there.
Yeah, living in Sydney. Probably, you know, makes some reasonable points that Geelong were picked apart a little bit tonight from a tallish forward line. And then when Marshall went out, they probably were assisted. So, yeah, I don't know about the wisdom of... If you've got a really gun forward, I know King. If King kicks five goals, one, are we talking differently? Kick one, five. So I just wonder.
It's going to be a debate, Cass, that will go on. And at the moment, like, if I still can't believe that people have forgotten that Geelong made it to a grand final, was level at three quarter time. Blitzard spent the whole year as a midfielder, and since then they've added Jeremy Cameron, Sean Higgins, and Isaac Smith. Guthrie's taken his game to a new level. I just reckon we need to have a little bit more of a look at that structure. We've also played tonight, Collar Jasny wasn't there. We know that he can play taller. You put Dangerfield in there. The whole thing looks completely different. Granted, on tonight's form, the boys at the back end have got some work to do, but I still think their structure is pretty good, the Cats.
It's 4 points that takes them to 6-3. It's better than being 3-6.
Yeah, absolutely.
St Kilda are 4-5 and now got some work to do. Yeah. You don't want to be getting behind the ledger at this time of the season.
No. I wonder where the Saints are. I think they had pretty big expectations coming in for this year. Yeah, they've...
Because they topped up their list with players they thought they were right in the window, as everybody says. Again, you know, where they are right now, you would think, and we chatted about it pre-game.
They were pretty good against Richmond in that semi-final. Yep. Like, yep. Richmond were probably lucky to escape out of both that final and the prelim.
Well, you'll be right. That's exactly right. And what we spoke about with Pete Ryan about, you look back at the history. You know, after this round, if you're not in the eight,
you're in trouble.
You're huge trouble in making the final. So you've got St Kilda, they're up against it to make the eight based on the history. And if GWS get done this week, I think they play Richmond, they're in strife as well. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And then you've got your top eight sides currently going to fight it out. And what is unusual is that, in all honesty, you get to this stage of the season, you might have three at the outermost four clubs who think they can probably win the flag. This year, there'd be seven of the top eight legitimately would be thinking that they're in with a shot.
I think the only one that would think we're not winning the flag this year is Sydney.
That's right. That was the one out of the eight. Yeah. But the seven other clubs in there are thinking, we're a chance here.
So who would you... Someone gave you $50 now to put it on a team you thought would win the premiership after nine rounds. Well, nearly nine rounds. Who would you think is the genuine premiership favourite at this stage of the season?
I'd be happy to put my $50 on the Cats.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, good.
That's what we like. Yeah, I'd probably have my 50 on Port Adelaide.
Bulldogs for me.
Yeah, I don't know about the Bulldogs' defence against the really good teams with big forwards. And I'm just not sure Melbourne are seasoned enough. They're going well, obviously. I think Port Adelaide have every base covered, bar maybe one tall defender. But
they are undersized down back with Jonas, Cleary. They'd love to have Howard.
They've got more experience, though.
Yep.
So I just... They'd be the team that I'd be thinking right now is probably, and who knows, in 10 weeks' time we could be saying something completely different.
Yeah.
It's certainly up for grabs. And like you say, Neil, any of those sides, potentially bar Sydney, would go into a final series right now thinking they could win it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fifth quarter is continuing. We are at Marvel Stadium where the Cats tonight have beaten the Saints by 21 points, 68-47.
The fifth quarter.